So, first of all, you're calling for an inquiry into Royal Mail's position financially at the moment and its difficulties looking at the Universal Service obligation. Can you tell us a bit about that, please?
Yes, I recently spoke in the debate in Parliament on the Universal Service obligation, which is the duty on Royal Mail to deliver to every address in the UK 6 days a week at a uniform price. It's a really fundamental commitment for citizens and for businesses. And letter delays can result in consumer harm. Citizens Advice has highlighted the impact that can come on people missing hospital appointments or getting fines for missing court dates or even weakened credit scores following missed bills. What's really important is that we have the USO committed to, because we've also seen the importance of postal workers through the pandemic and beyond, also connecting our communities, delivering vital services. In Parliament, I outlined that Labour is committed to the Universal Service Obligation, and we see that as the company's central mission. We will oppose any attempts to weaken or abandon the USO. And the reason why this has become such an issue is because Royal Mail has requested to move to 5-day deliveries. This has come on the back of a year in which last May, Royal Mail took £758 million in profits, £758 million. But there are now questions being raised about the service levels and why targets have been missed. But decisions by Royal Mail, rightly, at the time for giving away £400 million in dividends and £167 million in share buybacks last year. And that was despite the known post-pandemic mail traffic forecasts. And it's now caused contributed to a financial loss, a significant financial loss in the first half of the current financial year. Now, we know that it's Royal Mail's dedicated workers who deliver that universal service obligation. And it's got to be a partnership between management, workers and the unions to achieve lasting success for our postal services. But we are questioning why those decisions were made that has now put Royal Mail in a financially weaker position and at risk of a takeover by a Czech-owned company, which could see Royal Mail being split off and the universal service obligation under greater threat. That's why we've called for an investigation into an inquiry into how those decisions were made by Royal Mail and what the government is going to do about the management of Royal Mail at the moment and the impact those decisions are having on the service.
You're talking about these decisions at the higher levels. In the last few hours, Royal Mail has come out and said that it believes industrial action by workers has costed £200 million, and that apparently makes up most of a £295 million loss over 9 months. Surely this is a major problem that it's facing.
It is a major problem, and it needs to be a negotiated outcome. I've been very surprised at Royal Mail not tackling this earlier and not working more closely with the unions, because when Royal Mail was working through the pandemic, we saw how Royal Mail workers were essential workers. They were the ones out and about and keeping us connected. And they have been raising concerns about how the management proposes to change Royal Mail as well. I think we've got to start off with what our country's expectations are about the importance of keeping the USO, and I think greater transparency over how we saw £400 million being given away in dividends last year and this £167 million in share buybacks. It is notable that the former chief executive of Royal Mail has come out and that the way Royal Mail has handled the industrial disputes has not been correct, and that some of the decisions they've made have weakened the strength of Royal Mail's performance.
With regards to Hounslow Council, people in Hounslow are being told to expect tough decisions from them. The council says that the government funding settlement is calculated on the assumption that councils will put up council tax by 5%. Council tenants are facing a 7% rent hike, and there are calls for more government funding for councils. Can you tell us a bit about what it is you're doing towards that?
It is my very strong view that the difficulties that local councils are facing, the blame for that lies squarely with the current government for the impossible decisions that are having to be made. Like councils across the UK, over the last 13 years, the Conservatives have slashed the council budget by around 60%, and it's left it with a deficit currently of around 20 million. And at the same time, we know that there's a greater demand for social services and other services from the council. What's really significant is that due to rising inflation and also the mini budget that happened over September, it's not an area that is talked about as much, but that mini budget saw a steep increase in the cost of borrowing, which has affected councils too. We talk about the impact on family households with mortgage payments that have risen, with businesses and the cost of doing business, but local councils have also been hit very hard and are now making choices that they didn't plan or expect to, just so they can balance the books. Now, unlike central government, local government has fewer levers at disposal to alleviate funding crises. And I don't know what action the council will come forward with. I know it will be doing its very best to reduce the impact on local people. But I am very concerned about how the impact of the mini budget and how it's impacted council finances and the risk now to services isn't an area the government has been forthcoming about in Parliament. This issue of the ongoing financial impact is a matter I am going to be raising in Parliament ahead of the budget, because I think it's essential that the government takes that responsibility and makes sure that it isn't, again, local people that are left to foot the bill.
You've said about your support for the Google Digital Garage. Could you tell us a bit more about why you're supporting it?
I'm really proud to have secured a day in Hounslow that's more targeted towards businesses from Feltham and Heston, but can have any local businesses or job seekers come along. It's a day with Google Digital Garage on their programme, which provides free digital skills training to grow your business, which could be anything from a website or creating a social media strategy. These aren't things that are easily understood unless someone shows you and explains what's important and why. Because one of the best ways to help your business grow or for you to find a new job is to be able to reach more people with who you are and what you do. And that's what this is all about helping. Now, the event is going to be from 10 till 4 p.m. at Hounslow House on the Bath Road in Hounslow. And it comes after a successful day that I organised a few years ago before COVID with the Google Digital Garage bus. At that time, it was a bus that they brought to different areas. It came to Hanworth and we ran courses through the day for residents. You could hop on and you could hop off or stay for one of the scheduled courses. That's what we're doing in Hounslow House. And it'll be a bigger event. With a day of free short courses at different times, networking sessions, and one-to-one mentoring for your business from Google Digital Trainers. So if you're able to join in Hounslow on the 17th of February from 10 to 4, we'd absolutely love for you to join. You just need to register in advance to attend, and you can book your spot by visiting rsvp.withgoogle.com/events/Hounslow. Or you can find out more on my website.
You've been re-elected as Vice Chair for the APPG for Parks and Green Spaces. Could you tell us about something you want to achieve in this role?
For every £1 that's spent on parks, it brings £7 in health and wellbeing and environmental benefits. But parks need investment, they need infrastructure, they need work to maintain them, and they need a plan that's led by central government. In Hounslow, we're really lucky that we've got great parks. We've got support that comes from the Mayor of London. Work I've been doing on with residents on Hanworth Park has been supported by a successful GLA bid. And we're really lucky that 20 of our parks have been awarded the prestigious Green Flag status by Keep Britain Tidy. But parks are that can be neglected. They can also become hotspots for antisocial behaviour. And it really matters that we continue locally and nationally to keep parks, at the great parks, that is, at the centre of our towns and cities. And that's for the well-being of our children and families. So we're calling on the government to come forward with a new updated strategy for parks. The one that's currently there is years old. We need regular assessment of the challenges facing the park sector, including Hounslow and across the country. And I think it's vital that the government reappoints a minister for parks and green spaces to work across departments and with wider groups, because it's only through cross-departmental working we're going to get that strategy and the focus for the parks and green spaces that we need for well-being in our communities. That's our priority, and that's what I'm campaigning for.
Thank you very much for your time once again.